Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is, what does it mean to become a new creature in Christ? That course is found in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where the phrase is used, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The word creature there can also be termed creation. You're a new creation in Christ. Why? Because whenever man was formed in the Garden of Eden, God made Adam in the image of God. But when Adam sinned, Adam lost that image. He died that day spiritually. A dead spirit fell upon his live soul, and that dead spirit is passed to all his offspring. In other words, well, one man death entered in the world, and death by sin, so death passed to all men, Romans 5:12 spoke about. And so, therefore, we have a dead spirit. We're born with a dead spirit, which means we have no consciousness toward God within ourselves. You say, well, my little girls and boys, they talk about God. Yes, because you've told them that, and that's a good thing to do. You need to reiterate that to them so that one day when they do come to a knowledge of accountability, and they can be awakened and stirred, if they'll respect you now, they'll respect him then, and then there'll be hope for them. And so that but they're made in the image of Adam. And they're born in sin and conceived in sin. We all were. All have come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we sin because of who we are. We've got that dead nature. But what happens is when the new birth comes along, then we become a new creature in Christ. We're a new creation. Our spirit has been quickened, made alive. And we are now in essence in Christ. And we have a new nature inside. And Christ comes, and the Spirit of Christ comes to live in us. The Holy Ghost of God comes to live in us. The Bible says it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So he comes into the naos. Naos is the holy of holy places in the tabernacle or temple. God said he made that in your heart, the naos, the holy of holies inside, and he comes to live. So as we think about that, what does it mean to become a new creature in Christ? Well, he said that in 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So what's new in Christ that you're saved, if you're really saved? Bible says in Romans 8, and we can look at some verses in Romans 8 that helps us along that line, if you please. Well, first of all, the new things in Christ, there's a new freedom. We're free from condemnation. Verse number 1 says, there is therefore, of Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, the word condemnation means, of course, being condemned to hell as far as the penalty of sin is concerned. And if you're saved, there will be never any ever again a condemnation of that penalty of that sin. Paul had just told in Romans 7, about how he would that he would not, he would not that he would, but sin dwelleth within me. And he said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? In other words, the flesh still gave him problem. The old man died on the street called Straight when he was saved. He was crucified, never to be resurrected again. But he still has problem with that flesh. Therefore, Paul said, I have to buffet my body daily. In essence, continuous action verb, have to mortify the deeds of the flesh. But he said, where's the victory at? Oh, wretched man that I am, who'll deliver me? Then he found out it was in Jesus Christ. He says, I thank God, verse 25 of Romans 7, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. And then he said, there is therefore, in view of the fact that I've got victory, not only on the street called Straight by having a new nature, but he was walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Now, if you're saved and you're ordering your lifestyle in the flesh instead of in the Spirit, if you can do it for a long period of time, you're not saved. You're just fooling yourself. You'll wind up in hell one day. But if your life doesn't match up to what the book says, then you're dibbling and dabbling in sin as a saint of God. Then there is some condemnation on you, not the penalty of sin of hell. That's been gone forever if you've been saved. But the word condemnation means to call evil or injury down on you. And if you're saved, there's going to be the chastisement of God. There's going to be some evil or injury on you to straighten you out, to cause you to repent and get right with that situation and begin to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. But all things are new. What is it? There's a new freedom, free from condemnation. But there's a new life. That's given by the Spirit of life. Romans 8:2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. In other words, you're alive unto Christ. You live and you'll live forever, evermore. You've got eternal life. It's in you now. If you're saved, new creature, new creation. And you've got new life given by the Spirit of life. You have a new walk. And we talked a little bit already about the walk, but it's in the Spirit. Verse 4 of Romans, that says, he said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, God wants us to walk after not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's why Paul said that he had to mortify the deeds of the flesh, verse 13 of Romans 8. Put to death daily the deeds of the flesh, a continuous action verb. The old man doesn't have to die daily because the old man's dead, the old nature's gone. It's eradicated. It's gone. He's got a new nature now, but you still have this flesh that you have to contend with, and there's a walking and continually dealing with mortifying the deeds of the flesh day by day. And so you need that new walk in the Spirit. And when you realize that, that'll involve your talk. The walk is, of course, your conversation is a word that's used for that, but it means your manner of living, your behavior, your lifestyle. In other words, it's in the Spirit. You walk different from the world. You see something coming down the road, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and waddles like a duck, you say, well, here comes a duck. You see something coming down the road, looks like the world, acts like the world, waddles like the world, you say, here's somebody of the world. Well, if you've been saved, you're a new creature in Christ, old things are passed away, you've got a new walk. You walk in the Spirit. You got to walk in the Spirit, and it's different from the worldly walk. You also have a new mind. New mind, verse number 6 and 7 of Romans 8, he said there, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnally minded, you think about that, be carnal minded, that's fleshly minded, worldly minded. And if you can stay in that, you've never been saved. I know Paul talked about one time in context about being, he was carnal. He's had the old flesh to deal with, but you don't stay in that situation. You've got a new mind. Ephesians 2:3 says, our conversations in the lust of the flesh, and in other words, lust of the flesh. That means that's what the Ephesian saints were. They were that way. You were continually in the lust of the flesh. Verse 7 of Romans chapter 8 also said this. He said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So it's a new mind. God puts a new mind. I think a good illustration of that is the maniac of Gadara. They couldn't keep him bound. He was out in the graveyard, cut himself, run around naked and whatnot. He was a mental case. I think a lot of your mental cases is demonic possession is what it really amounts to. When God saves you, the strong man of the house has to leave, and that's the old devil. And because God is stronger, and he's got to leave. Main thing, it warns you in the book of Matthew chapter 12, the devil, he said, demons come back and found his house swept and garnished. And then nobody else took up residency. And he went back and got 6 or 7 more demons that made it latter end worse than the first. That means whenever you get under the power of God, God moves. If God delivers you from demonic oppression, demonic possession, you need to thank God for it. But hey, he wants you to get possessed by the Lord. He wants you to continue and let him do a work in your heart and bring you to salvation. Because you've got to stay with the church. That's why it's important to stay with the church where truth is preached and practiced. If you don't, you're going to get worse off out there. You're going to be worse off. So therefore, new mind. That man, of course, that maniac of Gadara, after he was saved, the Bible says the people of the town come out there, they found him clothed. Who told him to put on clothes? He did it automatically. He was sitting at the feet of Jesus. He wanted to hear more about him in his right mind. You see, when you're a new creation in Christ, you're in you have a new mind. In other words, you're degenerate when you're lost. You have a depraved mind, totally corrupt to the core, without strength and ungodly. The Bible said, no consciousness toward God, but God awakens you and stirs you, moves you toward Him, and through a work of Holy Ghost conviction, godly sorrow, and work of reproval, He brings you to that place to where that you can be saved, and when you are, then your mind is no longer degenerate. It's no longer depraved. He's got a new mind, and it's set on doing what God would have you to do. There's a new obligation. Old things are passed away. Verse 12 of Romans says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. We've got a new obligation. We're not in debt to the flesh any longer. We can have victory over the flesh with the help of God. And we're not to debt to the sinful desires of the flesh. so we can live victoriously. We can have victory day by day. We've got a new leader. Verse 14 of Romans says this, and for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that word for sons there is the word for a mature child of God. In other words, a new leader led by the Spirit of God. He leads us and guides us. The Bible said in John chapter number 16, verse number 13, and when he's come, of course, he'll reprove. He says that before that, but then he says, and he will guide us into all truth. We're led by the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit, Galatians said, don't walk in a continuous habitual lifestyle of all that list of sins he gave in Galatians 5. Oh, we got a new leader. And then we got new assurance. Verse 16 says of Romans chapter 8, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Somebody said, I know you're saved because my spirit bears witness with your spirit. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says his spirit bears witness with my spirit. And for there be a witness to be bared, that means the spirit has been resurrected to life. It lives. And the Spirit of God bears witness with me. Saved. In fact, it talks about the Spirit himself crying in our hearts, Abba, Father, Papa, and giving us assurance day by day. Why? The gospel came not in word only, but also in power, Holy Ghost, and much assurance. And so, therefore, much assurance, okay? New assurance. There's a new inheritance. The Bible said in verse 17 in Romans 8, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. We're heirs with Christ. Join heirs with him. We've been placed as an adopted son, and we're going to join in inheritance one day as a natural born child will, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you please. There's also going to be a new body. Bible said in verse number 21, that's not now, but it will be. Flesh be gone. Because he said, the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Verse 23 says, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Our bodies are crying day by day, ready to be delivered from this bondage that it's in. Going to be this earth is growling, if you please, or roaring, earthquakes and whatnot, ready to be delivered. It's all going to be delivered. But new creature in Christ, going to have a new body. For all he called, he justified, Romans 8:30 said, and all he justified, he glorified. It's as good as done. It's promised and it's sure. And there'll also be a new hope. Verse number 24, Romans 8 says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. But what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? We got a new hope. That's the hope that's steadfast and sure. Hope of eternal life. A real hope, not a false hope. And we're going to have a new home one day. Bible said in John 14, verses 1 through 3, he said, I'm going to, don't worry about things. I'm going to take care of you. All right, I'll have to quit on that. But this is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.